19 years ago, the chain reaction in the Chernobyl No. 4 reactor became out of control and blew off the reactor's lid. High radiation levels in the surrounding area caused over 100,000 people to be evacuated. Because of the radioactive pollution surrounding Chernobyl, the number of people sickened in Belarus and Ukraine increases with each year. The Convention on Nuclear Safety was established as a result of the Chernobyl disaster by the International Atomic Agency, or IAEA. According to Chairwoman Linda Keene, the meeting was a success.
We had 51 of 56 states present at this meeting, and with the ratification by India of the convention, we now have all states, all contracting parties with nuclear power facilities now part of the convention and participating.
The Convention on Nuclear Safety is based on the principle of peer review, with meetings open only to the participating countries, and no inspection or binding authority to verify the safety of nuclear power plants.
And you could ask yourself if the task of the IAEA is to protect the nuclear industry against the public, or to protect the public against the risks of nuclear accidents.
Jan van de Putte of Greenpeace.
They have an enormous dilemma in the nuclear industry, either to develop a reactor which would be a bit safer, but that would be too expensive and they cannot build it, or to build reactors which are less expensive but more dangerous.
Chairwoman Linda Keene defended the meeting's results.
The summary report is now being finalized. It is the most comprehensive summary report that has ever been filed. It does not have attribution to any particular country, but it does give, in a much more open and transparent form, an idea of what we've discussed and what we found about various aspects of nuclear safety.
Dr. Bryce Smith of the Institute for Energy and Environmental Research describes the special risks of nuclear reactors.
In terms of trying to ensure the safety of nuclear power plants, they're a unique energy source in the sense that they have this potential for catastrophic accidents, and so it's an energy source that requires a very high level of safety and high level of interaction all the time, and this is very difficult to maintain, and so these are very difficult systems to control, and the IAEA does not have regulatory authority in these various countries.
While some argue that nuclear power is necessary to avoid global climate change, the controversy over the safety of nuclear power plants is far from being resolved. Reporting from Geneva, Switzerland, this is Julia Steinberger for Free Speech Radio News.